But before that, I must give our listeners an idea of what is to come in the October 2022 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. We're going to be hearing about Eric Knowles, the antiques expert, Hayley Mills, the actress, and Mike Powell, the Suffolk-based entertainer. There will be features about electric bikes and motorbikes, and about the 11+, wasps and trolls and wills. And we're going to read you this month's short story, before we reach the last word, which will come, as always, from Neil Haverson. But first, as promised, we will hear from Angie Kennedy, who is reflecting on the life of Queen Elizabeth II.
The shock and the sadness that we felt as news of the Queen's death was announced on September the 8th deepened in the days that followed into a need to pay our respects to Her Late Majesty for her lifetime of duty, leadership and example. Tributes poured from every corner, from the great, the good, the man and the woman on the street. Our understanding of the Queen grew as we learned more of how she touched so many lives, of her personality, her humour, her faith and her kindness. Lady Dannett, the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, spoke of the special connection that the county felt with the Queen through her dear home at Sandringham in West Norfolk. She said, "Sandringham proved a sanctuary, a place of near normality, where the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh could oft pass unremarked upon, thanks to the loyalty and discretion of friends and locals alike. Thus, the deep affection Her Majesty shared with the Duke of Edinburgh for this remote northern corner of East Anglia, where the sky meets the sea, was repaid tenfold by its inhabitants." A special visit to Suffolk was remembered by Dr. Chris Bushby, Chief Executive of the Big C Cancer Charity, who had escorted the Queen at an event on Angel Hill in Bury St Edmunds for her 50th anniversary. Her Majesty was a champion and a patron of many charities within the UK and globally, and acknowledged the need and necessity for such organisations to support and improve the lives of many around the world, he said. On meeting the Queen, her presence and standing were immediately apparent, which is one of the many reasons she commanded the respect and love across the world. As we remembered our own personal moments of seeing the Queen during her many visits to the region, Let's Talk's columnist Keith Skipper recalled a special moment when he went to the capital to collect his MBE. "One of the Queen's team informed her that I founded Friends of Norfolk Dialect in 1999. Her Majesty nodded knowingly and remarked, 'I enjoy it too, but I find it extremely difficult to read.' My response was swift and instinctive. 'Well, that's why we write it nice and slow.' Her gentle smile informed me I'd got away with that small dash of Norfolk audacity. There we are, I thought, a proper leader with a keen sense of humour, exemplary tolerance and a cheerful brand of forgiveness." Thus, the collective memory bank grew, along with the many beautiful photographs that charted her days from playful princess to young queen, and on through 7 decades of steadfast devotion to the very end of a 96-year life that she famously dedicated to the service of us all. And so the people united, lining the streets, bringing flowers and messages to the royal palaces, homes and parks. The carpet of floral tributes grew wider and longer at the wrought iron Norwich Gates entrance to Sandringham. The crowds who'd come from across the region paused for just a few minutes to read some of the tributes, to take photographs, breathe in the scent of the many thousands of blooms, and then move on for yet more to come. They were joined at one point by the new Prince and Princess of Wales, William and Kate, who came to view the flowers and talk with some of the people gathered there. Many of us travelled to London to join the hundreds of thousands queuing through the day and night to file quietly by the Queen's coffin. Such an emotional and also uplifting experience to cherish forever. So many tears were shed as we spent the special bank holiday on September the 19th, transfixed by the broadcasts of the intense spectacle of the state funeral that combined such history and solemnity with the deep grief of the royal family for the loss of their mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. And there, amid the grieving, we welcomed our new King Charles III, and for the first time, we joined together to sing the words of our national anthem now. God save our gracious King.
Thank you, Angie. I'm sure your feelings reflect those of our listeners.